This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us here, we're kicking off the second hour of the show. Talking about the latest inflation numbers, now at a record high in the last 40 years. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there, including our social media platform, which we run. It's on our server. It's a Mastodon-based system. That means it's open source, self-hosted, and federated, so it's connected with other Mastodons all around the planet. That means if you're already on Mastodon, you can follow any of the accounts on our system, and vice versa. It's a pretty cool setup. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Olivia is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Olivia.
Hey, so I wanted to address that caller real quick before I get to inflation, the one who was acting like Abraham Lincoln was some kind of loving hero to the African Americans. Like you and nobody said, he literally said in a letter to Horace Greeley, if I could save the Union without freeing any slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would do that. And he also, when a Union officer asked for help to feed and assist freed slaves, Abraham Lincoln told them that they were freed men now, let them root hog or die. So they were on their own.
He was also actively working to deport a lot of them to Liberia.
Everybody always forgets that Lincoln did not free the slaves the way that it is.
He didn't free a single slave.
It is told. What he did was he, for military reasons, he said all the southern slaves, or the, Confederacy, yeah. Slaves of the Confederacy were freed, but the northern slaves, which did exist, they were not freed because they were not part of the Confederacy. So the war was, by
definition, a proclamation that was effective only where it was ineffective.
Right. Like this whole idea that, the slavery, the whole war was over slavery, I think is a little bit misleading.
I'm not saying propaganda.
I'm not saying that, it wasn't
slavery. I mean, if you read the documents that the southern states put in when they seceded, every single one of them says this is because of slavery. So that dog won't hunt, and I think people err when they push too hard on it. The bottom line is,
but that's not the reason for the war.
The reason for the war is that the northern states wanted control over the southern states. So basically, wanted to enslave the slavers.
Yeah. Well, specifically, Abraham Lincoln wanted control, right? And the war was not only just about slavery, because that was one reason, but also taxation, and there were some other issues that I remember.
And the taxation was what the North wanted to preserve.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, it's interesting about this because it doesn't seem like either, the right or the left, I guess, really has an accurate depiction of what happened.
They both cherry-picked parts of reality suits them.
Yeah, yeah.
Olivia, what else?
Well, just on that subject, 95% of Southerners didn't own slaves. They were far too poor. They had kids. And 10 years before the South seceded, there was something called the Palmetto Movement in South Carolina, where women would sew palmetto buds to their clothes. It was in protest of the taxes because the North was putting these huge, 40% tariffs on farmers who don't make that much anyways, and they were keeping all the money in the North. They weren't sending it south, so that was part of it. But as far as inflation goes, I posted this picture to Mastodon. around my town, somebody's been putting these Biden stickers on the gasoline pumps. Have you seen those?
The I did that sticker?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
So that's been enjoyable. Actually, today, so I wanted to share this. I work at Ross Dress for Less, and I work as the morning stock, so we take the stuff that's off the truck and we put it out.
Yep.
So it's dependent on how much we get to work, how many hours we get to work is dependent on how big the trucks are, and they've been pretty small. And the managers are actually worried that people are going to start calling out because it's just not worth it to waste the gasoline to drive there for a couple of hours.
Right.
Just for like a couple of hours, these little trucks, but we're not getting stuff because nobody's buying it. The store is jam-packed with things, and we just don't have very many people buying right now.
Wow.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if fewer people show up, that means the people that do show up are going to have to take longer to unload the truck, so they'll get the extra hours. Yeah, the problem will solve itself. Olivia, thanks for calling and sharing the story tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. There was a story last night, I guess, that Joa brought in that the police in some part of Michigan, I don't remember if it was Detroit area or whatever, but they've already gotten to 97% of their gas budget with 3 more months left in the fiscal year. So even the gas prices are hitting the government agencies, too.
Well, they'll just steal more from you,
It
will only hit them for a moment.
Yeah, that's true. Property taxes or sales tax or whatever.
They've got a budget, though. I mean, at least temporarily, I would think that that would cause a problem.
That's what he said. Only for the moment.
Okay.
It'll inconvenience them for a short time. And I said what they'll do is they'll just go start stealing cars from people or stealing
property. Do that, too. Yeah. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, they do.
Did you hear about the story where, like, they stole, they said, if you buy us, they literally told, they seized somebody's building.
Yeah.
And then they said, we will, like, unseize it if you give us or buy us two cop cars or something.
I saw that one.
Like, what on earth? Like seriously.
That's called extortion, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Can you say extortion?
That's gangland
stuff.
It's not even like a facade of, like, you know, taxation.
Facade
of taxation. It's just, like, outright.
It's right in your face.
Right in your face.
The mask is off. You are property until you decide you're not.
I remember from years ago, there was a story in Southwest Florida, where I'm from, in Manatee County, that this claim was, and I heard this from, you know, reliable sources, that the cops were stopping people in a vehicle. They would find some drugs, because it's not that hard. They could plant it if they wanted to.
In quotes, right?
Right. But, yeah, you're going to find drugs. You stop enough people, right? And then they would take the vehicle from the person and proceed to arrest them and then tell them if they would just sign this form.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like you got enough for a felony possession here, son. How about this? We'll go ahead and drop the felony charge and we'll let you walk home. All you got to do is just sign over ownership of your car.
It's not your ass they want. It's your assets.
Yeah. And guess how many people? I mean, how many people would take that deal? A lot of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
You just have them drop a felony charge. You otherwise would be going to Florida prison for 3 to 7 years or something.
Otherwise, you become part of the genocide. And that's what the war on drugs was.
And the crazy thing is the lawyers are going to probably cost more than
the car. So that's how they were doing it, and then they can do the same thing now. The number is 603-283-6160. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
There's a crosswalk between these two arroyos where the walk paths are, and so we're going to get a raised crosswalk. They're kind of like a speed bump, but it's smoother. So it's not like a full-on speed bump, but it's a hump.
Ooh, that's better than Liberty.
But
Sarah does not care about freedom, that's for sure. She'll tax anybody, anywhere, to make her roads the way she wants them to be.
But she won't do a lick of work to own some money that can be taxed.
No, that's true.
This hump, it's not extortion. Nobody's getting money out of them. It's just that.
Somebody's paying for it.
Yeah, but everybody has to pay for you guys.
Everything the government says is a lie, and everything they have is stolen.
No, you say, you guys benefit from it. You guys got
I don't benefit from it. I'll tell you what I would benefit from is being free. That's what I would benefit from.
No doubt. Thank
That's
you.
That's a nice stream you got there, nobody.
I love it. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us at 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. Join us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are free there, unlike a lot of radio show websites where they want to charge you. You can just go and enjoy archives and more all over at freetalklive.com. Plus, Freedom's Phoenix, your source for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris here on the show tonight. We were talking about the official government numbers for what's called the CPI, the price index, not the core, but...
Or as I like to call it, the CPI.
Consumer, that's it, Consumer Price Index. up at a record in the last 40 years. The last time it was this high was December of 1981. And, you know, the government gang would love for you to believe that it's, oh, yeah, it's going to turn around. It's going to start going down again. And well, maybe it will. But still, you can't trust a single thing that comes out of these people's mouths. As you pointed out, Nobody, the government is constantly lying. The state actors, if you will, they're constantly lying to you. They cannot be trusted.
They're trained. Yeah. I mean, these bureaucrats and politicians are literally trained liars, especially in the case of law enforcement.
But the good news is... For the trillions that inflation costs people, the government makes billions, so it can waste those billions sending them to the military, and Hunter Biden can get millions.
40 billion, or was it 40, was it billion? 40 billion going to Ukraine?
That was just one little chunk.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they'll get more. Yeah,
$40 billion here and $40 billion there. Pretty soon, you're talking about real money.
speaking of real money, the annual gain on energy prices. So in 1 year, it's gone up 34.6%, according to the numbers.
But your Tesla doesn't use energy.
Fuel oil posted a 16.9% monthly gain, pushing the 12-month surge to over 100%. So 106.7%. On the price, that's the last 12 months increase in the price of fuel oil. Shelter costs, which also account for about a third of the weighting in the CPI, rose 0.6 for the last month, which is the fastest one-month gain since March of 2004. And that is a 5.5% 12-month gain, which is the most since February of 1991. And I don't know where they're getting a 5.5% from, because people are seeing... We saw another story, of, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago, about how rent for people is going up 30 or 40% when somebody's lease comes up. If your lease has come up in the last year or so, a lot of people are seeing their landlord coming back and saying, I'm sorry, but I've got to increase your rent 35%.
Well, the landlords have been bearing the cost of a lot of people who just refused to pay during COVID.
And the government backed those people up.
They couldn't evict them.
That's right. Well,
so you have to pay so parasites can live.
And that's, I think that's, you know, I don't know where those numbers are coming from, but in some places it's way, way higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm just cherry picking. There's some areas where it's lower, some areas where it's higher.
Yeah, some of the numbers I've heard of, you know, people going from, what, like, more than doubling in terms of their rent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time to move. anyway.
Where?
That's true. They're all probably
I would
up.
Love to pay less in rent, but I'm paying $7.50 for the cheapest place I could find and getting eaten alive by bugs.
Well, that's a good point, because you could move out into the woods and pay less, but then you're just going to pay more in gas when you have to go somewhere.
That's actually unbelievable. Like, you're paying $7.50 in rent.
In Keene?
In Keene.
Unbelievably low, you mean?
Yeah. How did you find such a deal?
Well, I live in one room.
That's so good for one room.
And I, as I say, I'm getting eaten alive by bugs.
That doesn't sound like much fun.
Well, that might not be fun, but for $7.50, I mean, like $7.50, like a couple years ago, okay, but now that's still amazing.
By the way, food prices, of course, continue to climb, over 1.2% up in the last month, bringing the year-over-year gain to over 10%, now in the double digits in the last year. And of course,
but you don't need to eat. Hunter Biden needs more crack.
And, of course, the escalating prices mean workers take another pay cut during the month. Real wages, when accounting for inflation, fell 0.6% in April, even though average hourly earnings rose 0.3% on a 12-month basis. Real average hourly earnings are down 3%.
Back up. Yeah. They're taking a pay cut, or they mean figuratively?
Figuratively.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. What? Where is that coming from?
Meaning that workers are not getting a raise fast enough to,
Keep up with inflation. I gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
And that always happens.
Well, and this is why I justify to myself giving my employees a bigger paycheck, because it's like, how do you live on what you were making yesterday if the prices of everything are going up? But on the same token, how do I pay more? And I pay more by increasing the prices for everything else.
Yep.
So it's like, does it really do anybody any good?
Yes, it does the bankers good, because they get the money for free and get to charge everybody else for the use of it.
Oh, no, the bankers are complaining now because the Fed has raised its interest rates.
Yeah.
But it's close to free still.
They're living at your expense.
Yeah.
I mean, don't the banks get, like, the money for free or something, and they make the money off of the money that they lend the loan out? So is it really actually affecting them, or is that just kind of like, they're making stuff up to act as if they're hurting when they're not really?
Because of the way fractional reserve works, they create the money out of thin air just by making a bookkeeping entry, but they have to keep a percentage of what they've created on deposit at the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, like a really tiny amount.
Yeah, it was, when I was taking economics, it was 10%. But I know they cut it during the mortgage crisis, and I don't know if they've raised it again.
Airfares up 12.6% on the month.
Wow.
Used vehicle prices up 16% in the last year. And, it's just going to keep getting worse. And people think when the government gang, Biden gets on a podium and talks about how, we're going to bring these numbers down, we're doing everything we can to bring these numbers down, which, of course, is just a load of crap.
But he's not forgoing sending billions to the Ukraine.
But even if they do bring the numbers down, if they bring the CPI from 8 to 7%, well, it's still going up. It's still going up every single month, and those prices are not coming down anytime soon.
I mean, how are they going to bring it down? Do what they did with Venezuela, where they set caps on prices, and then everybody goes out of business?
No, they're talking about bringing in the inflation numbers down.
That's what Nixon did.
Yeah, but how are they
printing less money? Basically, would be.
Oh, are you sure that's what they're talking about? Because Venezuela just put a cap on how much you could charge for stuff. And then the business is all under.
Yeah, that's a different set of government solutions, which, of course, does what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It destroys the economy in a completely different way. But they could.
The good news is the price of oil is down to $2 a gallon. The bad news is there isn't any.
Right?
Yeah. That's price controls for you. So if you want to weigh in here, you can join us. There's some good news, though. I want to get into a little bit of cryptocurrency good news. Plus, Chris, you've got some international news about Hong Kong. There might be another crackdown coming. We'll talk about that on the way. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here at 603-283-6160 and join us on Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and four wounded after a shooting at a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. A tourism helicopter from K&S Helicopters carrying six people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News. The Tunnel to Towers event in the Big Apple returned last weekend after 2 years.
After a two-year hiatus, the Tunnel to Towers climb returned to One World Trade Center in New York City Sunday, with participants climbing 104 flights of stairs to honor the lives and sacrifices of 9/11 heroes. During an interview Sunday on Fox and Friends with participant Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller, Siller explains how long it takes participants to make the 104-story climb.
It took the first part, it's another 15 minutes, so it was incredible. But it takes most people about a half an hour or 45 minutes, or some longer. It doesn't matter as long as they finish it and they do it in honor of the person that they love.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and at TGIF, my friend, we are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight you've got Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. Free Talk Live brought to you by Truth Snacks. It is some delicious trail mix, and Nobody, you've been mowing down tonight on some of the Truth Smacks.
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
Oh, well, I like it, and I'm a starving activist.
Well, it is it's excellent trail mix. I like good trail mix, and this is some of the best out there. It, in fact, is made with no artificial crap. They are using raw, unadulterated ingredients, only food as nature intended. It's Suzanne. She's a former...
Well, it's only raw until they cook it.
That's true. I don't know if it's being cooked, though. Suzanne, a former English teacher and a longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. She calls it Truth Smacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the back of every bag. So it's, these things are outreach material, basically. You put this in somebody's hand, and they're inevitably going to absorb some of the ideas that are on this bag. There's
got some of my favorite quotes on it.
Yeah, I asked you to pick a favorite here, and you told me this one. It's on the back here. I'm looking at the peppermint version. There's two different flavors. There's peppermint, and then there's the original. I think the same quotes are on both, but this is attributed to Benjamin Franklin. Quote, "Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on dinner. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote."
And the way I understand the story is that the original quote was from Benjamin Franklin, that democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for supper, and Thomas Jefferson rejoined with liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote.
So you get a bunch of really great quotes like that on the back of every bag of Truth Smacks. Go to truthsmacks.com/shop. You can order yours there. That's truthsmacks.com/shop. They are spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. And I hope I get to meet Suzanne. She's going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in a couple of weeks. So if you haven't had a chance to try these yet, you will have no more excuses because she's going to be there in person. And I'm sure she'll be bringing up a whole bunch of Truth Smacks. truthsmacks.com/shop. Get yours there. Two different sizes. Two different flavors, and they're really great stuff. If you think you'll like the peppermint, you probably will. If you think you aren't into peppermint, don't bother with it. The original's fantastic, and you won't be disappointed with that. So,
yeah,
check it out.
I think the peppermint's gilding the lily, but some people like it better.
The number 603-283-6160. So let's get into a little bit of good news here. You know, we were talking about the inflation numbers and all that. And
that's good news in inflation?
No, not in right regards to inflation. Oh. There's good news.
Well, there is if you're a bank.
Good point.
Well, and there might be if you are into cryptocurrency as well, because, a lot of us, we don't know what the future holds, but a lot of us believe that cryptocurrency is going to be a good hedge against inflation, sort of how gold and silver have been over the years. Precious metals historically have been a good hedge against government's created inflation, and there's a good chance that crypto is going to behave in the same way, but, again, we can't predict the future. That said, there's a story here from protocol.com about a surprising team up, a surprising agreement between an old money company and a new one. So I didn't see this one coming, but MoneyGram is teaming up with Stellar. Now, what do you know about Stellar?
Well, Stellar uses a variant of the Byzantine General solution to accomplish trustability, which basically the Byzantine General's problem is a problem in AI that's based on a ruler having having generals leading different armies that are surrounding a city, and they're all giving reports, but he doesn't trust all of them, so he has to find a way to ferret out the truth, even though some of his input is lies.
And isn't that something that Bitcoin solved a long time ago before anything else?
Well, Bitcoin solves it by basically saying, well, we're going to, at great cost, mine Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so in order to defeat our system, you have to spend as much on energy as the rest of us combined. And if you can do that, that's a 50% attack.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that what you gain by doing a 51% attack is control of the Bitcoin blockchain, but if people know that there's a 51% attack going on, the Bitcoin blockchain isn't worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's by definition a Pyrrhic victory unless you can hide it. But the solution that Stellar uses is much less energy intensive.
Hmm.
And
is that why the fees are so much lower on Stellar?
It's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. The other thing is a lot of the Bitcoin price and therefore the Bitcoin hype, or a lot of the Bitcoin price and therefore the Bitcoin fees, is simply because the corporate media pimps it. And the corporate media doesn't pimp other coins. They want you in the one that Visa and MasterCard control.
And Stellar is something that came out, I don't know, some number of years ago. It's been around for a while now, and they've always focused on making cryptocurrency accessible to people. And I've always liked the kind of the vision that, that Stellar has, even though I don't necessarily care for their, they're trying to chum up with some states here and there. They've got
hooks in their product so that you can use it if you're a regulated institution.
Yes.
But you don't have to use the hook. So what they form is kind of a porous border between the regulated and unregulated economies. And that's kind of a cool concept.
Yeah, I don't think they would put it that way. But, yeah, they do some interesting stuff over there. And so Stellar has come out with – this has been kind of in the works for a couple of years now, or maybe like the last year, because it was about a year ago. I had to go and do a search and find out when this news came out. I was out of jail at the time. You were still in. But the news had come out in the summer of last year that Stellar was looking to buy MoneyGram.
Really?
Now, I don't think it went through because I couldn't find any further updates about that deal happening. But they were in talks. And what they ended up doing was coming to some sort of an arrangement where they are now going to team up in order to make purchasing cryptocurrency easy for people that have cash. Now, we know that there are Bitcoin vending machines, cryptocurrency vending machines in various different parts of the world. There are a few thousand of them at least here in the United States. There's quite a few. They're becoming quite ubiquitous. But that said, a lot of times they're charging 10, 15, 20%, depending on...
Because at any moment, the people operating them can be thrown in prison.
Yes, that's true.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's... Look, the ones that are highly regulated...
Unless they're privileged, like MoneyGram.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, even the regulated ones are... I think some of the highest priced ones are actually the... You know, the guys 20% are... Most of them are regulated. I have seen 8%, but that's the lowest I've ever seen. And there's only two that I've seen at 8%. One was a bank that actually was somehow involved in it. And the other was, I think, the Shire Free Vending at one point.
Yep. There's now a Bitcoin vending machine in our local Cumbies.
Really?
Yeah, Cumberland Farms has one.
Wow, so we must have like five in Keene now because it seems like a bunch of places.
It's kind of funny after the FBI raids.
There's more.
We end up with more.
Well, they have to get the non-privileged people out
right. So
that the privileged people can come in and take advantage of you.
Yep, so I want to talk more about what's happening here with this partnership between Stellar and MoneyGram, the old money system meeting the new world of cryptocurrency. Like I said, I didn't see this coming. The old prediction was that crypto would kill MoneyGram. The crypto would kill, you know,
that's what I would have expected.
Western Union. Instead, it looks like MoneyGram saw the light, and we'll talk about it.
Over time, it might kill cash, but
there's more coming up.
It probably will still do that.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, or go to bestwayprotein.net, that's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Also, you can join us in real life at ForkFest, which is coming up, and coming up fast. We're about 2 weeks away from the beginning of ForkFest. It's happening June 27th through July 3rd at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
2 weeks away from the beginning of ForkFest?
Almost. Just a little over. 2.5.
Wow.
So Monday, not this Monday, but the following Monday, will be the start of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's the 20th. And then ForkFest begins the next week, so the 27th. It's coming up.
Yeah, I've been crazy busy getting ready for these events, so
yep,
it's going to be a blast.
ForkFest.party, it's the sixth year of ForkFest. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the granddaddy of these festivals, is completely sold out at this point. So if you want to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you have to get a ticket on the secondary market. There's just no other way to do it. ForkFest doesn't have tickets. If you want to attend ForkFest, all you have to do is get your RV site, your camping site, or your motel room from Rogers Campground from any time between June 27th and July 3rd, and there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than being around other freedom-loving activists here in the Shire. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event. If you love cryptocurrency, there's no better place to be than the New Hampshire Freedom Festivals this summer, because whether you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or ForkFest or both, you'll find a wide assortment of vendors that are interested in accepting your crypto and or gold backs from you. People up here love alternatives like this.
Yeah, in fact, I think there's some are only taking gold backs in crypto.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we had that last year, and I think we might have an increased number of vendors only taking those two options. So you might want to come prepared.
So we were talking about this new option that appears to be in the market already. It just started from the big old money company, the money transmitter, as they call it, known as MoneyGram. They have teamed up
with the folks over at Stellar. And Stellar is a cryptocurrency. It's been around for a long time. It's one of the top 30, I guess you could say. And they are backed by the Stellar Development Foundation, and that's who's teamed up with MoneyGram through a partnership that launched on Friday, or is launching Friday. Yes, so it's launching today. People can bring fiat currency into a MoneyGram location. They can convert it into cryptocurrency and go back if they want to. So if you got crypto, you can get cash from MoneyGram locations. The service will use the USDC stablecoin, which is located on the Stellar network. So stablecoins, for listeners that don't know, are a cryptocurrency token that is backed supposedly by a U.S. dollar. And so usually the traditional way of
which
doing
is
this...
Which is backed by nothing.
Sure. The traditional way of doing this is that they have dollars in a bank account. Now, there's big questions about some of these stablecoins out there. There was a huge crash recently with one of the algorithmic stablecoins that wasn't backed by dollars. It was backed by an algorithm and crypto value, and that crashed and burned hard.
I mean, yeah. Your algorithm is only as good as the assumptions you made when you wrote it.
Yeah, this is the problem. You know, people are talking about an unproven cryptocurrency or stablecoin as opposed to something that we've had, you know, a long time to evaluate. And there's a huge difference, and this is driving me nuts because they keep attacking, you know, the algorithmic stablecoins, and it's like, well, hold on a second, you know, Bitcoin, we've had a decade with Bitcoin, mm-hmm. you know, to understand it and to make sure, you know, the bugs are worked out and everything, but we haven't had that sure. with some of these algorithmic stablecoins.
Well, and the other thing is, if the guy who wrote the algorithm is any good, he can tell you what economic conditions will cause the algorithm to fail. And people forget about that, and they say, oh, the algorithm's good, so the coin will never fail. That's nonsense. It's
an irrational market is why this failed.
A good example of an algorithmic coin is the U.S. dollar and fractional reserve banking. So long as you don't violate the assumptions they made when they developed the system, then everything will work. But if they guessed wrong, then banks will fail.
Well, sure.
And if they guessed catastrophically wrong, then the FDIC will fail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. And a lot of that has to do with whether people believe in it and how much they believe in it.
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, I would say that they guessed catastrophically wrong, and eventually the FDIC will fail.
Catastrophe isn't all on us entirely yet at this point, but it is in the beginning stages.
Oh, yeah, we're only seeing the beginning of the bloodletting.
You know,
until there are people, until there is blood, physical blood running in the streets, we haven't seen the end of this thing.
This kind of reminds me of government, right? Particularly bad governments can take a really, really long time to, go down.
Look at Venezuela. They're still
right,
there.
Right. Yeah. So that's the same thing. Like, you can have something go a long, long time.
They've absolutely destroyed the currency in Venezuela,
yep.
and they still haven't thrown those people out of office yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so it could be a really long time.
Still inhabit the corpse of Venezuela.
The service initially available in the U.S., Canada, Kenya, and the Philippines, and expanding to 7 more countries this month and other countries later, is an example of the ways that...
Oh, thank God they did Kenya. That prince can finally get his money out.
It's an example of ways that new crypto markets are converging with traditional finance. It also shows how crypto needs to integrate with existing financial systems to bring in mainstream users. Partners plan to add crypto cash outs in almost all MoneyGram countries, which is over 200 countries, by the end of this month. Quote, it's an interesting and tough problem, said Anand Iyer, the founder of venture firm Canonical Crypto, which hasn't invested in Stellar but is actively watching the infrastructure market. He says, quote, it makes a lot of sense to have this deal because that's the only way you're going to get more crypto into the ecosystem, unquote. If Stellar and MoneyGram pull off the project and show they can attract new consumers to crypto, it could open up a much larger market for crypto and Web3 and serve as a model for other companies looking to increase access. They talk about later that MoneyGram's got 400 and 120,000 retail locations. And that is a, I mean, if this indeed does become what they're saying that it could become, again, they're just starting with U.S. and a few other countries. But if this does expand globally and you can go to any MoneyGram location with cash and walk out with crypto, that's a pretty big deal.
You know, the one thing that we don't have yet, and I think this is something to keep in mind, and just how much of an infancy we still really are when it comes to cryptocurrencies and adoption. We don't have the tools. Like, if you say you want to be paid in crypto, for example, how does a business go about doing that, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
the
not to say
payable department isn't quite prepared for that.
It's not to say that a small business might not, you know, do that, or a big business might not do that, but it's going to be a manual process. The tools to actually, you know, make that feasible at scale don't even exist at this point, as far as I'm aware. So we are really in the infancy of cryptocurrency.
Oh, absolutely. Still,
right?
13 years
still
in.
And I think something to remember is this is it's not a perfect example, but it's close enough. Credit cards, and I keep bringing this up because I like to emphasize this.
Credit
cards, it took 50, 60 years before it became, you know, widespread. And I'm going to put widespread in quotes because credit cards are still not everywhere. If you go to Europe, you know, there's still lots of places that don't even, people don't have credit cards. They don't use credit cards. And it's not to say they've never heard of a credit card.
There's some businesses here in Keene that won't take them.
A lot of people who won't take them.
So
paying your dog walker with a credit card.
If it's taken 50, 60 years for credit cards to become widespread, don't be surprised, you know, that cryptocurrency isn't widespread at every merchant yet. It's going to take some time.
It is.
And it doesn't have, unlike, Google or Apple, doesn't have the marketing or the outreach potential, right up front. So it's going to take longer.
But there's a chicken and the egg problem, too. It's like, well, you need to have users in order for businesses to be interested, but you also need to have businesses who are willing to accept it in order for users to use it.
What's amazing, and I think this is the thing that keeps, you know, cryptocurrency going, is that there is a use case for it effectively.
Sure.
It's the kin of cash. And there's a lot of people who understand the value of cash over something like a credit card or a bank or a wire transfer, something of that nature. And those users are in part what makes cryptocurrency, you know, work today.
Not just cash, though. Cash plus banking.
Right.
Is the potential.
Well, I think that's the other factor, right? It has value that cash doesn't have.
Imagine never paying a bank fee again.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why the banks are not so happy about crypto.
And this is why I get discounts all the time when I pay in crypto.
There's more coming up here. More about this partnership and why it's, in my opinion, this is a pretty big deal. We'll talk about
it. Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.